Well, if you go online to Vogue, you will see probably an old friend. Dolly Parton has been around for a long time selling, well, thrifting more than anything else. But there's a big write-up on in Vogue, and this company's been around a long time. Gretchen Bell founded Dolly Parton in 2005, and all the celebrities show up, and it's a remarkable thing. And Gretchen Bell joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
So this whole idea of thrifting, I mean, this really, I mean, yeah, like I said, you've been doing this for 20 years, but this thing really has caught on, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, there's always been a cult following, but it has really kind of gained momentum with younger generations. But, you know, I pretty much have done it on and off as a hobby my whole life. And then knew I was always going to have a store, and I've worked for other stores in the Dallas area, other vintage clothing stores, pretty much since high school, and just learned what I could from each person and their trials, their, you know, tribulations and the way they did things. And it's very interesting to me, but it's really not for the faint of heart at all.
Well, you say a clothing store, and it is a clothing store. I mean, clearly clothes and boots and that sort of, but it's really sort of a hodgepodge. It seems like a collection of things that you like, and you get them, and my guess is you turn around and hope other people like them too.
Well, yeah, I specialize in vintage clothing, so that's what I sell. But when I opened the store originally, I intended on opening and selling just clothes and just selling myself, you know, being one particular person. But what happened was the space was much bigger than I could fill with clothes. So I kind of found a collective of people that wanted to lease out spaces in within the shop, and it just kind of took flight and took form. And the area that I opened in was no man's land at the time. It was literally, I mean, it was empty fields, and it was, everything was kind of abandoned on that street. And then there were, you know, generational homes. It's on Haskell and in between Lemon and Ross. Right. And it's kind of like I pioneered that area, I guess. And, you know, just took that ride the whole time.
Well, how do all the luminaries find you? I mean, there are articles about, you know, Pete Davidson being there, or John Hamm, or Lana Del Rey. How do all these people find you?
I'm assuming, you know, word of mouth. I mean, all the stores in the area, we all kind of network with each other. So East Dallas Vintage sent Pete Davidson over to us. And we kind of do vice versa. People ask, well, where should we shop, or where should we go? You know, where are the fun places to go? And, we just all kind of network together. You know, if celebrities like, well, what should we do? Where should we go? And I'm like, well, go try this place. This place is closest, you know, that kind of thing. So,
and the locations now, yeah. So you've been in East Dallas forever. That makes a lot of sense. And then I would guess a fairly logical move was going over and opening up in Bishop Arts. But, I mean, could you plop this concept down any place?
You know, I've been thinking about that, you know, how to expand, you know, not keep all my eggs in one basket. That's the reason why I opened in Bishop Arts. Yeah, I'm really trying to kind of narrow down that concept. Bishop Arts was a really good kind of experiment to see if it would work in different size spaces. Bishop Arts, Dolly Parton is a 3,800 square foot space, and Bishop Arts is 1,200 feet. So it's a kind of a microcosm of Dolly Parton. The great thing about Bishop Arts is it's in a different section of town. And I was amazed to find out that people from Oak Cliff don't really travel over to East Dallas and vice versa. So it's been a really good cross-pollination of businesses and, you know, demographics. I've learned that Bishop Arts has exploded. We kind of got in at the right time.
Sure.
The business has been there for almost 5 years in June. So that is all tourists. That's all walking traffic. That's all, you know, it's people Uber there. It's families. It's a family dynamic. We just have a lot of walk-ins. And the product that I sell at Dolly on Bishop tends to be not bigger pieces like furniture and things. It's more stuff you can carry, like jewelry, clothing, stuff people can carry in a carry-on. So I kind of revamped it that way.
Well, but you really have broadened out from just vintage clothing, Dan. And
yeah,
and that's a hedge of sorts.
Yeah, kind of. If this makes any sense to you, I'll be honest, I had a nervous breakdown because I was like burned out. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? And this is 10 years ago. And everyone was fighting, you know, I just was exhausted by doing this because this is a persistent, if you're going to make your business work, it's a persistent daily thing. And the only reason why I'm successful, I think, and a huge part of it is because I'm persistent. I'm there at a certain amount, you know, there's just a routine to it and you get burned out. So I did, but I had to really kind of change my perspective on what my business is about and what I'm about and what I'm doing, because it wasn't about it. I was able to pay my bills and that was, you know, if I could pay my bills and have a little bit extra, then I was doing okay.
Well,
right?
I mean, you enjoy collecting, and you are a collector. I can see your home.
Yeah.
I mean, what you had to learn was the business aspect of this, of running a business and hiring and firing and paying bills, and that's the ugly part of it.
Oh yeah, but yeah, you have to learn how to, you know, turn it over. But you know, I can either hoard out my house or I can have a purpose. You know, so. Yeah. I learned that what I'm doing is actually serves a purpose. Like I'm recycling, right?
Sure.
And I'm helping people come to me and they're like, you know, it's kind of on dire circumstances. It's a relative has died. They have to clean out a house or property, transform, you know, it's a transformation. So I'm kind of a therapist. I'm kind of I recycle a lot of stuff. I kind of give new life to things,
right.
and I like people. I don't think if I didn't like people, I would have been out of business a long time ago. And people being open to the public, you know, through everything that we've been through has, you know, gives you a lot of reasons not to like people, but I enjoy kind of the human aspect of everything. So
well, and they obviously enjoy you too, because they keep finding you.
It's
fabulous. Thankfully. It's great to see something like this, to have something that you enjoy so much turn into a way to make a living.
Well, I just really, I have a horrible sense of humor, and I think that I have a really dark sense of humor, and I somehow it really comes out through the businesses, and I've kind of pushed the envelope more than I probably should in the past, but now being a mother and everything, I still have a horrible sense of humor, but it's just, you know, it's a personality.
Well,
thing,
it sounds like a fun thing. And especially when you look up and you never know who's going to walk through the door.
Yeah. It's just been amazing. Just kind of over the last, just everything we've been through. I mean, the pandemic.
Yep.
What's happened, you know, the riots, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I really feel this. I am so grateful to be able to continue, you know, with my businesses, because I know so many people that lost theirs through all
of
that.
And after doing this for 20 years, I think you've got the equivalent of an MBA too. Gretchen Bell is the founder of Dolly Python and Dolly on Bishop.
Mm-hmm. That's our little sister shop,
and we can't wait to see the North Dallas Dolly. That's next. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank for more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.